Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's a pleasure to have two of my favorite people here in the studio with me. We have both Karen Kessler and the amazingly talented and good-looking Bill Haney. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Thank you. This is the reason I come to your show. I get amazing compliments.
There you go. And Karen, usually we call it the Karen Kessler Show, but
we do. But
I can't make it the Karen Kessler Show if Bill's here.
That's right.
Of course, both of these people are the main ingredients at Theater by the Sea. Bill is the owner of the theater and has been with us for many, many years. Karen Kessler does just about everything else.
True. Yep.
But we're here to announce, if you will, or talk about the amazing new season that's coming up next year, as well as review what's been a very successful 2023.
The best.
And Bill, record's broken again, right?
Honest to God, it sounds like a broken record when I come here. We did break all the records last year from the first to the last of the shows. It's a great season of titles. That's where it all starts. And people just saw these shows, wanted to see these shows, and the good news is they loved them. All four of them, because they really were terrific. Finishing with the Jersey Boys.
Right.
Love that show.
And Jersey Boys ran for 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
And I was there the closing weekend, and it was still packed.
Oh, yeah. It's so true. Honest to God, that's right. When it's Jersey Boys, or things like Mamma Mia, or shows we can't get, or even Beautiful last year.
Yeah.
Was
Carole King musical.
You couldn't get a ticket. Honest to God, it just sold like wildfire. You know, and that's what we love about Theater by the Sea. It's a special place. People like to go there. They like to take a natter from the vacation and enjoy really, I think, and I could say this because they'll say it, or you could say it because you've seen enough shows, well-done theater.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're never disappointed at Theater by the Sea. And and Karen, you've been working behind the scenes all the time, and you're now the
general manager.
General manager. I was looking for the appropriate title. I was going to say operations.
Nope,
manager.
General manager.
General manager. But you haven't been on stage in a while, so I think in this next season we. Bill should get you on stage.
I just talked about seasons of no complaints.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever seen Karen perform.
Really?
But according to her, she's wonderful.
I have, and I will say she was wonderful.
You have seen her?
I've seen her several times, yeah.
How about that?
I like it. Okay, well.
Most of Rhode Island has seen her, you know, but I know you're a Massachusetts guy. So.
I would love to, because I know you almost got on the stage, but we had to not do Funny Girl.
That's right. I did get cast, though.
Yep.
I did audition,
yep,
and I got cast in Funny Girl. But
so, you know what? You know, Mike, if I ever do the show, she's going to take 4 weeks off and be in the show.
That's right.
Because
right.
I'll never be six weeks off
for rehearsals and the show.
That's right.
And I also, hint, hint, would love to do Fiddler. Thank you. Well, anyway, moving along.
Moving along. Well, I guess the big thing is that this year's announcement of this coming year's shows normally are made in August.
Yes.
And
yes.
We did not do that this year.
No, I had so much. Some years it comes easy and some years it doesn't. And this was one of those doesn't come easy year. I have to think about what, number one, what we can do, what we can get the rights to do. Most importantly, what the people want to buy tickets to.
Right.
I have to go into everybody's mind and say, what do they want to see for four shows at Theater by the Sea? And it just didn't come. We were just lacking one show, I think, if I remember. But finally, it just, you know, and these things weirdly hit me in the middle of the night when I wake up. I go, wait a minute, blah, 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 blah. That's the one.
Let's do that. Well, when you talk about recognizable or titles that people want to see, I think that this year is probably bigger than ever that I can remember.
It's
this
true.
Coming year.
It actually is. And new stuff also. New stuff, which is cool.
But things that people are going to want to see, you know, in the past. Is
tried and true.
That are,
yep.
Right. That,
yep.
that people weren't familiar with. Well, let's say Bodyguard from last year.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't very familiar with
mm-hmm.
the show. They loved it. It was great.
Loved it.
But they had to go and see it.
Absolutely.
This year, most of the titles, people have a very good idea about what's going to be happening.
Yeah, good point, because they've either been on Broadway recently, or they know the title from history,
yep.
or they've been circling around the tours, you know? So I think that they all these four titles, I think that they're going to enjoy.
All right, so we've done enough of the prep work, Karen.
What's the four titles? Always do the way titles. Bill announces. So announce the season. Let me see how she does with this.
All right, here we go, Karen.
Well, the very first show that we will be doing next year is a very popular dance show about people that are trying to get on the line. It's called A Chorus Line.
Well, I would have done it differently, but that's good. Good.
Marvin
next.
Hamlisch music. We all love that. Then we're going to do a brand new show. It is a laugh out loud show. It's really hilarious. It's got great music. It's
great
called
movie.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, it was a great
in
movie.
1982. It was award winning with Dustin Hoffman, and it also won a Tony Award for Tootsie.
Tootsie.
Yeah.
Different one.
But
different
yeah, that
one,
would
yeah.
be a different one. That would be a different run. And then, you know, we have to revisit our beloved musical, The Sound of Music, which actually Bill produced this year at North Shore Music Theater.
I did, and it sold, like, I'm talking about 99%.
Wow.
We had to add a show 4 days before the show was going to be put on this, you know, announced. And we actually virtually almost sold that show out. Just imagine if I tell you on Monday that I'm adding a Friday morning matinee.
Wow.
Not a lot of time to sell, but we had so many people. We actually had a waiting list of people. I don't know why they would have been on a waiting list, because we don't usually do that, because it's nobody does that for 4 days notice, and it did so well. I wish they ran it 3 weeks.
Well, see, neither one of you are old enough to remember this, but when Sound of Music was in the movie theaters,
was that 1959?
I was in junior high school. Close.
Oh, no. Okay.
I was in junior high school at Aldrich Junior High School on Post Road in Warwick, Rhode Island. And outside, across the street, was the Warwick Cinema.
Wow.
And so every day I would look out and I would see what's playing at the Warwick Cinema. I never had to worry about it. It was Sound of Music the entire time I was in junior high school.
What?
It stayed there for 2 years.
That's amazing.
That's unbelievable.
So when you have the baby boomers like me,
wow.
that's how impactful that was. So there's a little tidbit
no,
for
but,
you.
And Mike, you're right. It is such a well-known title, and it's in the family slot. You couldn't get better of a family type of show
right.
than The Sound of Music. And I'm expecting it to do at least as well as it did at Theater by the Sea. I'm sorry, at the other place, North Shore, that it did, because it's just one of those titles. And it's always the fun part about, you know, finding the people who are going to be in the show that are people that you think of, Julie Andrews and things of that sort.
Sure.
So we'll be – well, I could say you saw all four shows last year. If you remember, I said to you, I have a tough job this year. I have to find
Carol King,
a Whitney Houston, a Frankie Valli, and who am I – and a Frank Sinatra-ish, you know.
Yep.
But – you saw all four shows. What'd you think? How were they?
Absolutely perfect.
I really agree with that.
On the stars was
just
sensational.
Yeah, and it's not this year. We had just finished Elvis at North Shore, and that's a tough job to find an Elvis because people know him so well.
It's like you did a very smart thing, or the show did a very smart thing with My Way, is you didn't actually try to portray Sinatra.
No, it was his music, and that's the most important thing. I think it's one of the reasons people said, where's the Frank Sinatra part? You know, where, it didn't even look like him, but it was the music of.
Right.
And again, it was a fun show.
It was a great show. I very much
enjoyed
it.
So that's the story of The Sound of Music.
Well, all right. And now one more biggie to finish up the year.
Right. It's a big toe-tapping tap show. It's also a Tony Award winner, and it's called 42nd Street.
Wow. See, that's the way
that was the elusive title.
That was the one I couldn't figure out.
Really?
Woke up and you know, when I picked that title, I have to always be a little bit, you know, careful, because we're coming off of Sound of Music, right into 42nd Street, and you know our housing situation there.
Yeah.
We own our houses, but there's not millions of them. And when you do a show, shows at Theater by the Sea, the cast overlap for 2 weeks because you've got the next show rehearsing while the current show's on stage.
And people don't think about it, but you have to put those people
up. They have to live somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge that, you know, and I try to think of that, but to me it's more important to worry about that later and pick the right titles to fill the season up.
So I should do a public service here. If you want to house someone from 42nd Street,
yeah. But didn't I hear you had a big house somewhere yourself?
I got plenty of room.
Yep.
Bill. I got plenty of room.
Well, and if it's that difficult, well, I am local. There are some older characters in 42nd Street. That would help with the housing.
You're right. I'll be doing auditions.
And it will be the end of the season.
Yeah, I'll be doing auditions, and I'll go, that girl looks kind of familiar. Well, she doesn't usually wear a platinum blonde wig, but that's Karen.
Or she has a whaley attached to work.
Right.
All right. Well, we're going to just play some music as we go along here from these shows. So let's take a moment to get us all in the mood. We'll play some music from A Chorus Line, take a short break, and we'll be back with much, much more of the Karen Kessler Show with Bill Haney as special guest.
There you go.
Starting position is turned in third. Hips and shoulders on the diagonal, elbows up, chest up, chin up, eyes front. Ready? A 5, 6, 7, 8, a 1, change. Walk, walk, point, 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 flick, step, kick. Okay, let's do it again. From singular sensation and
singular sensation.
Point and point and point. Flick, step, kick, step, change. Continuing. Walk, walk.
Every move that she
down,
makes.
Down, point, down, point. Step, brush.
One smile
brush,
and suddenly
brush,
nobody
back,
else.
Back, back. Flick, step,
will
hand, step,
do.
Hand, step, lunge, lunge, slow. Combination facing away from the mirror. One.
Shoulder up.
Singular sensation.
Stay pulled up. Point.
And.
Point.
Flick.
Step, kick. Hat to the head.
3, 4.
Lead with the hip. Follow through. Up, down. Build the phrase. Elbow right. Down, point.
Step, brush.
3, 4.
Suddenly nobody.
Step, flick.
Step, up, step, and step.
Lunge.
Lunge. Slow.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Hat.
Kick. Step, brush.
Ready. Group 1, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
1.
Group 2.
1. Change.
Group 3.
1, 2, 3.
Group 4.
1. Girls in a line. The tallest girls in the center, shorter girls on the ends.
A 5, 6, 7, 8. A 1 change.
Singular sensation. Every little step she takes.
Theater by the Sea is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations, and the music you just heard was from A Chorus Line. And Bill, you've had a lot of association, if you will,
yeah,
with that show.
It's been one of my good luck shows. It was the first Broadway show I ever presented when I brought in Broadway Comes to Worcester, which is a series of shows. And it was the first show I ever did, and that's the way you want to start out, because it was a bus and truck tour. Only did two performances, but sold in a big house, like 3,000 seats. Sold both shows out before I even showed up in town. Excellent. And every time I've done it, several times, either to open a theater or I put on a mini tour at one point of it. I've knocked on wood. There's probably none in this building. but it's always been my lucky show and one of my most favorite shows. It really is just, you know... And this is always the hard part, because it's supposed to be performed without an intermission.
Yes.
But I have a hard time doing that, so we may have an intermission.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be performed without.
Yeah, one of those without an intermission. It's not that long of a show. But I think that people at Theater by the Sea are used to that break in the show to go out to the gazebo.
Right.
And enjoy that wonderful summer early evening. So,
well, great segue that is to the beauty of Theater by the Sea.
Yes.
That we usually talk about, and that the improvements that have been made over the years and continue to be made. 90 years old.
Yeah.
Going on 91.
91 will be 91 in next year's series. And I'm looking for the big 100 bash.
We're already planning that.
We are already planning that.
I
better be here, meaning on the planet.
Karen and I have our routine all planned.
Well, did you go to our 90th birthday?
Bill, I was on the show.
That's right. I forgot. Are you kidding me? There were so many people in that show. I thought it went on in a good way forever. I said to Kevin, how many more people could you find to be in this show for one night only?
I was told that we were the best part of the show. And
well, that goes
born.
Without saying. All those other people, who are we? Who can?
Who are
they? And you know the sad story about that whole thing.
Yes, I do. Yeah,
and I'll tell your audience
tell
that.
The audience.
So Michael and Gary were kind of the toast of the town when Tommy Brandt had the theater in the late 70s, early 80s. They were the stars of the shows. And Michael, who started at Theater by the Sea when he won his Tony Award, said he got started, thanked Theater by the Sea for getting his start. And so he graciously joined us for the 90th gala. came on the stage, as you know, with Gary. They did a bunch of talking.
And the Tony
Award. And he brought the Tony out of his, he called it the Tony casket because it looks like how they protect it.
Yeah.
And that night at the party, I was talking to Gary and I said, you know, we're doing Tootsie. You were in Tootsie on Broadway. He said he's leaving acting. Quick conversation of what was going to be a great story to direct both my Tootsies. And sadly, about 3 or 4 weeks later, he passed away.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those shocker moments.
It was a shock. Unexpected to most of us.
Unexpected. And I'm only one that you can say nothing good about somebody who passed away, but he began on that stage, and it was the last stage he ever stepped his feet on.
Yeah.
And which is really kind of ironic that, you know, that it went that way.
Full circle. Yeah.
I mean, a little too young to pass. The way I said, if you're going to die, do it in your sleep. Honest to God, I would love to have seen how he directed.
Well, it's a sad occasion, but we're here to talk about the new season and a happy occasion.
Yes.
Which he would want us to do.
Absolutely.
And move forward. And speaking of the next show after Chorus Line, it's Tootsie, and that's going to, I don't think we gave the dates, but Tootsie is going to start on June 26th. Chorus Line is going to start on May 29th this year. So if you get your calendars out, check that out. But Tootsie is one that most people, I would say, compared to the other three, most people haven't seen this as a musical. Everyone saw the movie.
Yes.
But the musical hasn't been as well toured, if you will.
No, it hasn't. And that's the good news, because sometimes when they're very well toured, it takes us forever to get them.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's a bad thing. No. It just means that, you know, we got lucky and it didn't do a lot of continual tours. I've seen it on Broadway. It is a fun show. You had to like the movie. If you didn't like the movie, don't bother coming to the show. And the music.
It's going to follow the same line.
It's the same. They've changed it a little bit differently, just in a different way, good or bad, just in a different way. Mm-hmm. But it's got great music and it's a lot of fun. And that's what you're there for, Theater by the Sea, is to have fun.
And the big news is Dustin Hoffman is coming to play the leading role.
You were supposed to say that.
Oh, well, maybe that won't happen.
Can you cut that part out, seriously?
All right. Karen, what about tickets? If people are anxious to get tickets, how do they do that?
Well, at the moment, we are only selling subscriptions, so they can certainly give Vinny a call in the box office.
If you want to buy the season, in other words.
If you want to buy the season,
so strongly recommend that.
Right. Yeah. You cannot buy individual tickets until the springtime.
Right.
But subscription is the way to go. And actually, in 2023, our subscriptions went up quite a bit.
It's amazing. Most of the country, and I've been told, like, there wasn't a theater that anybody said to me that they didn't go down.
Yeah.
And we were very lucky at Theater by the Sea. I think because over the years of doing shows there, people understand you may get shut out.
Well,
so that's why they subscribe. Because to subscribe at our theater, doesn't mean you have to pick, you know, May 22nd. And that's if no matter what's going on in your life, you can't, you got to go to the show. It's very easy to move those dates around.
Sure.
If the seats, hopefully, you'll have a seat. I don't even know if that's the case, because maybe if it sells out, they wouldn't. But it may not be the seat you have.
Right.
Point I'm making is people got smart and said, if I don't buy all four shows, even if I only want to see two of them, I may not get to see those two shows because it'll sell out. So I really recommend, I mean, it'd be actually kind of weird someday if you ever did, although we only run the subscriptions for 3 weeks, which is good, because these are all four-week runs, so there's a four-week of what we'll call single ticket sales. But I guess that's probably the only way you would get a single ticket, because we don't sell subscriptions beyond 3 weeks.
Correct.
That's why, I mean, our subscription, you see in our first 3 weeks of the shows, most of those people are subscribers.
Right.
That's how many subscribers we have.
Oh, I know.
Fill them up.
You have that habit of walking out on opening night and saying, let me hear it from the subscribers.
Oh,
and,
it's a thunderous.
I feel bad because I'm sitting there as a press person and I can't clap.
Oh, you know, like if you go see all four shows, doesn't mean you have to pay for them. You can still, we'll call you a subscriber.
I'll clap next year.
Give it a good review.
All right. Well, I'll clap next
year. That's it.
Thank
please.
You. We'd appreciate it.
All right. So, Tootsie is coming, and that's going to run, as I mentioned, June 26th to July 20th.
Right.
And so Karen's saying, call Vinny.
Yep, call Vinny in the box office if you'd like to subscribe and see all four of our productions next season. That number is 401-782-TKTS or 401-782-8587.
All right, let's listen to some music from Tootsie. Tootsie will be playing at Theater by the Sea from June 26th to July 20th. Here's a song from the show that is the opening number. And then we'll take another short break and be back with more.
Let's all stop the rehearsal again because Mitchell has another compelling question.
It's Michael Dorsey, and would my character say the city is all heart? He's a traumatized war vet evicted from his rent-controlled apartment during the sewage-baked heat of summer. All heart? I don't think so.
Where in the history of the printed libretto does it say any of that?
It's the backstory I gave him.
Backstory. He doesn't even have a name. He's Guy Who Walks By.
My character deserves his truth. I am just saying what every actor on this stage is thinking.
Lovey, this is a Ron Carlyle show. My vision, me creating a living aggregate out of the imagination of nothing. You want out? You're out.
Of the whole song?
Of the whole show. Of any show I ever do in the pantheon of ever. And then even after that.
This opening number is benign and dishonest, directed by an inept derivative hack. And this musical sucks!
This is the tale of Michael Dorsey. He is the center of the plot. Is he an actor? Yes, of course he is. Is he successful? Yes, of course he's not. That doesn't mean he isn't real good. No one in town would disagree. He really could be good as Gielgud, but you won't see his name on the
Carla, I threw it all away for you. Just across that bridge, Carla. That damn grey bridge!
That's fine, Mr. Dorsey. We're looking for someone younger.
Oh, I can be younger.
Actually, we're looking for someone shorter.
Oh, wait! See? I can be shorter.
Actually, we're looking for somebody different.
Sounds to me like you don't know what the hell you're looking for.
We're looking for somebody else. Get out!
Now there's something quite familiar. He feels it rising like a moon. He's feeling victimized and bitter, like nothing good is gonna happen soon. The odor of humiliation begins to permeate the room. The putrid stench of it surrounds him like an inexpensive prostitute's perfume.
Mummy! Daddy! Come quick! Something's wrong with Biscuit! He was chasing his tail, and then he fell down the well!
That's good, but can you do it happier?
Happier? The kid's dog just plunged down a well to its death. Why would he be happy?
Because I'm the director, and that's how the playwright wrote it.
Then tell the playwright he's wrong.
I'm also the playwright. Get out!
And his feet start to throb, and his head starts to ache. He can't get a job.
Get out.
Wow, he's batting zero. Dude is so pathetic. How does he keep going? Maybe he should stop. No, it's gonna happen. Soon they'll all be clapping. Soon he's gonna make it. He's gonna make it to the top. He's gonna make it to the top. He's gonna make it to the top.
No more orders. Kitchen's closed.
Welcome back to the Karen Kessler Show, brought to you by the new breakfast treat, Lost. Kids, next time you go to the supermarket, tell your mother to get lost.
No, what are you saying?
It's an old vaudeville joke. I don't know.
Is it really?
Yeah. At any rate, Karen Kessler is here. Bill Haney is here. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about Theater by the Sea. And we talked a little bit at the top of the hour of how things went with a great season last year, and now looking forward to 2024. And the four shows are A Chorus Line, Tootsie, Sound of Music, and 42nd Street. We've kind of covered A Chorus Line and Tootsie, and now a little bit of talk about Sound of Music and 42nd Street. But before that, Bill, as I started mentioning earlier in the show, every year go to the theater and I find something new. Yeah. Bathrooms,
yep. Oh, good
air
point.
Conditioning.
Yeah. Yes, I forgot about that.
Different
yes.
things over the years have happened, and it's just a beautiful spot. If you've never been there, the two people that are left in the world that haven't been there, the gardens are gorgeous, the grounds.
We did. I don't know if you noticed this year, and I'm sure you did, being the 90th birthday, we did a... I like to do new things anyways. So we added that patio with all the new, you know, I call it magical lighting above you. And mm-hmm. and we had a bunch of tables and chairs.
And
summer.
And the women were happy. Their high heels didn't sink in the grass.
Absolutely. Well, I was the happiest I was, because that area that we put that patio in never grew grass.
Right.
I tried for as many years as I've been there. So finally, I know when I've been beaten.
You can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. So with that, what I think is a beautiful patio. We redid the front steps. They're all done in a beautiful slate material. Just, you know, certain things needed to be done, and we were able to do them creatively.
Yeah.
Every year you'll come back to Theater by the Sea and you'll see something new if you keep your eyes peeled.
Absolutely. And even the front steps had a new...
That's what I was just saying. Yeah. Because they were actually old painted concrete steps.
They were just concrete
form steps and painted. We repainted them every year. And this year I just did, as I said, the slate top. We did a brick. The fascias are all brick. Mm-hmm. And it just brought the theater more in the period that I would like to be looked
right.
Like, you know, and the Camel Gray people loved it. Hopefully they noticed it. And as I said, next summer, it'll probably be something new, because I'm always going to do something fun. And next year, the restaurant will be back, the summer camps, the concerts, all the stuff, the cabarets, those things, you know, us at Theater by the Sea to be.
Right.
So.
And Karen, well, the big difference at Theater by the Sea is that versus a downtown Providence or downtown Boston theater is, how much does parking cost?
It costs you nothing.
Free parking. You love it. Yeah.
Two huge lots. And yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That is actually a wonderful perk when you think about it.
It is.
And it's not about the money. It's about the hassle of having to pay for it. You know, it's like if it's $2, you got to go and get your $2, give to somebody when you go in a parking garage in any city, Providence or whatever. And you're not, and maybe you're not as lucky to be right on the location of the theater property. Cuts down on the commuting.
I don't know how to tell you this, Bill, but if you park in Providence, it's more than $2.
Okay, that would be a good point. Yeah.
I mean, the other great thing about it is having that restaurant on the property, because it just you just park once, and you're there for dinner, and you're
there's no stress, because there's nothing worse, because we all go to shows, and my habit is I have DJ eat before the show, and if it's not close to the theater, I'm panicked. Am I going to get out in time?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to have to find a parking space, at Theater by the Sea, it all you do it once, and as I said before, you arrive early, you have a dinner, you go to the gazebo at intermission, you go to the cabaret after. It's one fun night.
There you go. Karen, the next two shows start when?
Sound of Music will open on July 24th. That runs till August 17th. And then our final show of the season will be 42nd Street, which opens August 21st, and we'll close our season on September 15th.
All right. Before we listen to some music from both of those shows, I just want to thank you both for another great year. And Bill, thanks for everything
you're doing for
the arts in this area.
Thank
Southern
you.
New England appreciates it.
Well, I love that, and that's what keeps the theater open.
That's absolutely. Karen, always great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll do another edition of the Karen Kessler Show in the spring, hopefully.
Just do it without me.
Always a pleasure.
My ego's being deflated.
All right. Here's some music from The Sound of Music and 42nd Street, and we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear.
She waltzes on her way to mass and whistles on the stair.
And underneath her wimple, she has curlers in her hair.
I've even heard her singing in the abbey.
She's always late for chapel,
but her penitence is real.
She's always late for everything except for every meal. I hate to have to say, but I very firmly feel
Maria's not an asset to the abbey.
I'd like to say a word in her behalf.
Then say it, Sister Margareta.
Maria makes me laugh.
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
How do you find a word that means Maria?
A flippet or gibbet,
a will-o'-the-wisp,
a cloud.
Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand.
But how do you make her stay and listen to all you say?
How do you keep a wave upon the sand?
Oh, how do you solve a problem like Maria? Confused, out of focus and bemused, and I never know exactly where I am.
Unpredictable as weather, she's as flighty as a feather.
She's a darling.
She's a demon.
She's a lamb.
She'll outpester any pest, drive a hornet from his nest.
She could throw a whirling dervish out of whirl.
She is gentle, she's wild.
She's a rebel, she's a child.
She's a headache,
she's an angel.
She's a girl.
Problem like Maria. How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? How do you find a word that means Maria?
A flippity gibbet, a will-o'-the-wisp,
a clown.
Many a thing you know you'd like to tell her. Many a thing she ought to understand.
But how do you make her stay
and listen to all you say?
How do you keep a wave upon the sand?
I'll make it easier for you. Do, a deer, a female deer. Re, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow so. Tea, a drink with jam and
myself.
Fa.
A
long-
so and so on?
No, do re mi fa so and so on are only the tools we use to build a song. Once we have these notes in our heads, we can sing a million different tunes.
How?
By mixing them up. So do la fa mi do re. Now you do it.
So do la fa mi do re.
So do la ti do re do.
So do la ti do re do.
Now let's put it all together.
So do la fa mi do re. So do la ti do re do.
But it doesn't mean anything.
So we put in words. One word for every note. When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything.
You said one word for every note.
Yes, Brigitte, I did.
But when you sing anything, you're using three notes on one word.
Yes, that's right. Well, sometimes we do that. All right, all together and...
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything. Doll, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself.
There you have two great songs from The Sound of Music, Maria and Do Re Mi. Sound of Music will be playing at Theater by the Sea from July 24th to August 17th. The last show of the season following Sound of Music will be 42nd Street, and that's going to be playing August 21st to September 15th. We're going to listen now to a song from that show called I Only Have Eyes for You.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. Maybe millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from view. of people pass by, but they all disappear from view. People go by, but they all disappear from view.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.